impressive.
We told you the story an hour ago about a motorcycle rider whose mom sent him off. They were in a parking lot. Mom was about to get in her car. He was about to get in his. And that's when mom sent him off with these fateful words.
All right, see ya.
Love ya.
Love ya. We'll talk more.
All right. Drive safe.
Yep.
Watch out for idiots.
Right there, mom says, watch out for idiots. And then, just a couple miles down the road.
God. Oh my God, Jacob.
Mom rear-ended her son driving the motorcycle. And then the guy who posted that video, Jacob Shepik, joins us live here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Jacob, great to talk to you this afternoon.
How's it going?
How crazy is this for you? Your video has gone quite viral today, my friend.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
walk me through this. So where were you and your mom when in that parking lot there?
Well, I was. I had met my mom to do a few things that day. It was right after work, and we just parted our ways. I didn't even know she was actually going to follow me. She should have went a different way. For some reason, she followed me.
Okay.
yeah, and so I was driving. I riding, obviously, and you saw what happened. You know, she rear-ended me, and at the time, I didn't know who rear-ended me. And then when I saw that it was her, I was like, I just said, I dropped the F-bomb, and mom, I didn't say, like, F you, mom. I was just saying, oh, mom, you know. Because I'm getting blasted all over the place about how I talked to my mom, but I was like, have you ever been rear-ended by your mom? You know, how would you react? So it's like.
Yeah, that's kind of a unique set of circumstances. Here, let's listen to a few more seconds of this.
I'm so sorry, Jacob. Damn it, mom.
Although, in all fairness to you, Jacob, mom's dropping a few F-bombs, too.
That's who I learned it from.
Yeah. So,
I love my mom, you know. Everything was fine. After what you guys didn't see, it was me calming her down and giving her a hug and telling her I love her.
Well, I mean, the first thing we see of your mom, because it looks like you, I mean, your bike kind of went flying. It looks like you came off the bike somewhat clean. You didn't get hurt at all, right?
Yeah, I landed on my feet, actually. The license plate, I have a foldable license plate on my Harley, so it actually clipped my right behind my kneecap and, like, folded inwards, luckily.
But okay. Whoop. Are you still there, Jacob?
I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Oh, yeah. You faded out for a second there. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it looked like you came off the bike clean. So then the first thing we see when you turn your GoPro is your mom's bent over her car hood, distraught. But I mean, she's not running to your aid and seeing if she is like just freaked out that she has rear-ended her son.
Yeah, she was pretty sad, you know. It was my brand new motorcycle too, so she knew all that. Of course, she just hit her son, so she was like super worried.
Oh yeah, how new is the motorcycle? Whoop,
hello.
Yeah, you cut out for a second again. How new is the motorcycle?
It was a 2016. It only had 2,800 miles on it.
Oh no! How much damage to the bike?
I don't know. I'll find out this week. It just got picked up today, so.
Okay. Is it banged up pretty good, though?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, it doesn't take much to total a motorcycle, so we'll see.
Okay. So I mean, you got to tell me, though, because like you said, you had no idea who rear-ended you. And had you been involved in any crashes in all the years you've been riding a bike?
No, I've been riding for a little over three years, and I've had street bikes, you know, and this is my first Harley. I've been in a lot of close calls. I mean, any motorcycle rider will tell you they've probably been in a lot of close calls, but I've never actually been in a wreck. So.
And just so if people didn't hear, you know, my description of the video last hour, you were yielding, you were making a right-hand turn. It was a right-hand turn lane. You were yielding to traffic that was going on the street. And your mom must have been looking to her left to see if there was cross traffic, and she just plowed right into you.
Exactly. She was looking for a car, too. And the thing is, I ride that intersection. I've been driving that same intersection for 10 years. So I know how fast people go through that intersection. And if you look closely, you can see the Jeep was I thought he was going to keep going straight, and that's why I stopped in the yield, because I, lots of cars go right through that. So that's the only reason I did that. And, of course, he turned. So I went to started to go right when I was about to go. That's when I was hit. So
and so what was your reaction? Because first it's the shock of being hit. But when you turned and it registered who had hit you, what did go through your head?
I honestly just had so much adrenaline pumping because obviously I just got hit on my motorcycle. So I had so much adrenaline. And, you know, I was going to lay into whoever it was, but then I realized it was my mom. So I just dropped a couple F-bombs, you know.
Yeah, let me go back. I want to hear it one more time right after impact. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Jacob. Mom.
Yeah, it was more like a F mom. Why? It wasn't like screw you, mom. It was like, why did you do this to me?
I thought you loved me. Oh man.
Exactly.
And then to make it even better, I loved the T-shirt you were wearing in the video too, Jake.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge gun guy. So
tell everybody what shirt you were wearing.
I was wearing I love guns and coffee. So guns, coffee, motorcycles, and the Seahawks. That's what I love.
And,
so.
And it was around the Starbucks logo. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
You're just an all around decent guy, it sounds like to me, Jacob.
I think so.
Okay. All right. And everything's cool with you and mom?
Oh, yeah. I actually helped her the next day. I went to her house and she just bought a new place down over by Mount Rainier. So I helped her power wash her house and clean up her house for her. So
good. Good for you. You're a good son.
Yeah.
All right, thank Jake. Yeah, hey, I appreciate you coming on with me. It's a great. I'm sorry it happened. I'm glad nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
And it's I'm really glad you had video of it.
Yeah, it'll get taken care of.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Okay.
All right. Great talking to you, Jacob. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. See you later. Go Hawks.
Oh yeah, go Hawks.